the higher seed with more games won in the conference. But hanging on to that second spot right now, to me, is so important.
Well, it's critical yeah. because it gets you two rounds of the playoffs. Right. So, for example, if we're fortunate to win our first round, then you would be home again. For example, let's say if the season ended tomorrow, we'd be playing Minnesota State, and we would have home ice. So it's a lot better being home than having to travel and go play.
You mean Lake State?
Oh, sorry, first round. Yeah. Correct. But if all things hold,
I got you
for the second round. Yep. You're right. So let's say Minnesota State and the top four teams win the first round, then we would be hosting Minnesota State for the second round and not having to travel there. So that's huge. That's why you want to make sure that you finish in the top two. Obviously, we want first place. We're still chasing that, and just based on last night, anything's possible, Dirk. If you watch that football game last night, how many people, if they would have told you, I'll bet you right now that that New England doesn't come back. You know, big money. You know, I mean, a lot of people would have taken that bet. But that's why sports are so great, and that's why you play in our game 60 minutes right to the end, and that's why you continue to fight and claw and scratch right to the end of the regular season, because anything can happen. I think last night was just a great example of that.
Bowling Green really put themselves in a tough spot with those two losses against Northern Michigan, didn't they?
Well, they did. I mean, now they're, you know, they have an 8-point cushion, you said, above Fairbanks, I believe.
They do, yes.
Yeah, so they have an 8-point cushion for home ice, but they've only got two games left.
Right.
You know, so
four games in hand for Alaska.
And Alaska's playing Northern. I mean, it's if you're a college hockey fan and WCHA fan, it's fun watching all the standings. Obviously, we can't do that. We're just worried about our team and moving up. But our magic number, I guess, would be 7, Dirk. I guess any combination of we get 7 points or they lose 7 points, you know, we would clinch second place. So we've got to find a way to win a couple games in the last four, or you know, hopefully we win them all, but if we can win a couple and they drop one, then you're good. But you know, you always expect teams to win out. That's my thing. You can never rely on on anybody else helping you. You have to help yourself.
Ferris State, the team coming in here, has a ton to play for. They're in sixth place right now. They still have a very good shot at Bowling Green.
At home ice, no question. I mean, they get Anchorage at home next weekend, and Anchorage is struggling. And you know, that's why they're coming in here. And like, we continue to play these teams who have a lot to play for, and we do too. But you know, we got to make sure we're ready to go and just worry about our team. The process that we need to put in, the practices we need to have, the preparation, obviously, that goes into this weekend. It's got to be all about that. And then you go play, and everything else will take care of itself. But you got to make sure you're ready to play and ready to play hard.
Northern Michigan now in 9th place. They are 2 points back of Alabama Huntsville, as we're kind of talking about. They have two games at hand against Huntsville. So that battle down there between Anchorage, Northern, Huntsville, Lake State is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there's, I mean, you know, what happened this weekend is some of those bottom teams won games. You know, Anchorage won a game, Northern won two games. Excuse me, to put themselves in position, and Alaska, you know, won a game. So it just gets tighter. We knew it was going to be tight, and you can see a little bit of separation in some pods, but it's going to be, no pun intended, a dog fight or cat fight right to the end.
All right, we'll take a break. Your questions are coming up. You still have time to get it in. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait, is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Check out these great deals all month at Bucco's in Calumet. All 6-packs of 16-ounce cans of beer are on sale. All 2 liters are only 2 for $3. You have to check out Bucco's Wild Game Jerky selection, which is the rarest in town. Bucco's now carries Jack's Frozen Pizzas, only 3 for $11. And Red Barons are 3 for $9.99. And yeah, they carry DiGiorno Stuffed Crust Pizzas also. All this along with Keweenaw Alpaca Gear, a great selection of wines and much more at Bucco's in Calumet. All sales do not include taxes and deposits.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Time for some of your questions. And again, you still, if you want to get one in right now, DJ at themix93.com. I do want to let you know there is a Blue Line Club luncheon this Friday at noon over at the Michigan Tech John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Cost is $10. You need to reserve your seat for that by noon on Thursday. Blue Line at mtu.edu. It's Blue Line at mtu.edu.
And we'll have a couple players there, Dirk. So we'll have a couple special guests, and the fans can get up close and personal and ask them a few questions regarding what's going on.
Minnesota State coach is the ones on our heels right now as far as trying to catch us in second place. Obviously, we're playing two pretty hot teams in the last two weekends of our regular season. This question's asked, what can we do against these hot teams to make sure we get wins?
Well, we need to play our game and our style, and that means take it to them. We've got to be real aggressive on the forecheck and make sure that we're putting a lot of heat on them. But we need to score goals. You know, we've got to get to the net. We've got to be sharp around the net. That's one of the things we'll work on this week. But it's really hard to preach offense. I mean, you know, goal scoring is sometimes an art. But we've got to get the hard ice. We've got to battle harder. We've got to make better plays on our rushes when we get two-on-ones. You know, we had some two-on-ones Friday night we couldn't cash, and two-on-ohs we couldn't cash. So we've got to make sure we're better in those situations. But we got to be better defensively. We can't give up. You know, early in the year, I think our success was we were just playing really well defensively. Angus was on his game. I think there was a point there. I don't know how many games where we didn't give up more than one goal. And that was a real key to success. We got to get back to that. And Angus has to get back to that game too. So, but we just got to be really good defensively. We've got to be sharp on our special teams. We have to take advantage of the opportunities we get, but we have to be aggressive. We got to make sure that we're putting a lot of pressure on their defense and playing in their zone.
Next question for Coach. Coach, I see several recruits for this coming season on the Tech Hockey Guide website. Can you talk a little bit about potential recruits that we are looking at for the long term, or are you allowed to talk?
Well, I don't want to get into that today, but we do have a number of players that have either signed letters of intent or verbally committed, and I know Cal at some point will put that out, and he'll probably wait till the off week when we don't have much to talk about, and maybe he'll, which is this next week coming up, so hopefully he can put that on out there.
And looking at that off week too, do you look at that as a great time for this to heal some?
I do. Just to get healthy, from all the travel, but at the same time you want to stay sharp. So that's the how much work do you put in, how much time you need off. That's always the million-dollar question. So we'll make sure that we can get some other things done too. I mean, we don't have to be concerned with getting our guys tired for the weekend, because we have the weekend obviously without any games. But we'll put some game situations. We'll try to scrimmage in those type of situations, whether it's our power play or continue to get better on a penalty kill and three-on-three a little bit we'll work on. So, it's coming at a good time because we're expecting to make a long playoff push here. So it's nice to have a week off before we get into the last sort of stretch of our season.
What about shootouts, Coach? You mentioned last week that maybe we need to start working more on our shootouts. I know you do shootouts every week on Thursdays, but do you plan on working on that at all?
Not as much, because we've got four games left, and after that four games, there won't be any shootouts. Then it'll be all straight overtime. So, and even 5-on-5. So, no, we're not going to put too much effort into that, even though the points are so critical. But we continue to do it. We just, I don't think we're going to go overboard on that.
The TV, and this is from one of our